All right, folks, we are back here with David Bowen. I'm trying to get his mic on, folks.
Absolutely,
David
I'm back.
Bowen is a representative of the Assembly, Democratic Party member, and he is here talking about his life, how he got into politics. On the other side, we just talked about how he got through high school, got active in the politics. So what was your first race?
Right. So, you know, as I got the chance to shift back into community work, there were a number of just high profile situations that were happening. One in particular, I'll just go over really quickly. Adam Hernandez, a high school student at Sherwood High School, is being charged with stealing a school lunch. And we have a chance to, as young people and the young people part of the program, me as a staff are helping them. They get a chance to highlight his case to the community, build up a huge outroar and outcry for those charges to be dropped. And it's just very clear that there's something wrong with a number of school districts that have made decisions on how quickly they are and aggressive they are with holding young people with zero tolerance policies. And that was one of them, and it's been implemented much after Columbine. So I get pulled into a number of people perspectives that just say, hey, David, you're effective, you're on the news, you're building up a reputation. How about you actually run for office? How about you run for the county board? As my friend at the time is running for another seat on the city council. So I gear up and run. And we run back in 2012 to a race and win that. I'm the youngest member of the county board and the youngest member that's ever been elected to the local level. At the age of 25.
Right. And so you're also the youngest African-American elected, right? Ever elected in the history of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I think Fred Kessler beat me because he got elected at 19.
So you find yourself on the county board.
I'm the sixth man on the finance committee.
So
in my first year, and I just immersed into being the first one there and the last one that leaves. And I'm diving into the information and I'm learning about everything that I can get my hands on. And we highlight after my first year, I get on finance and I get a chance to champion a number of things we get passed on the finance committee to actually invest back into working people and programs that actually affect and greatly impact young people. One in particular was to raise the wages of all of the staffers at the county, those who are contracted to work for the county, to have them have a living wage. So that was the biggest policy I worked on.
So, I mean, that's significant. What did you have any success with that at that time at the county level?
We did. So we passed a living wage ordinance. And it's tied to inflation. This is the really cool thing, that these workers who rarely get wage increases, and you know your history of working in labor and fighting for working people, I saw significant at that time to give them a place where their position would always see raises every year, and no longer leave them behind. And that was a really significant battle. We even got pushback again from Madison. At the time, Senator Capanga caught the news that we were fighting to pay workers more, and he wanted to do a state bill that would pretty much usurp the ability from the county to be able to regulate itself and to pay workers more. And that measure did not pass. We pushed back against that. So now I'm starting to get immersed in state politics. So I'm showing up in Madison. I'm showing at committee meetings, and I catch Sandy Cash's attention as Sandy is gearing up to actually retire from the legislature. She wants me to run in her place and endorses me to run in her seat. So now I am a little bit older, but this everything's moving really quickly. Now I'm running for state office in the 10th Assembly District, which encompasses a big chunk of the city of Milwaukee and all of the villages of Shorewood. And we win that four-way race with 54% on both sides of the district, winning in Shorewood, winning in Milwaukee. And now I get immersed into state politics at the time when you have Scott Walker as governor, Robin Voss is the Speaker of the House, Scott Fitzgerald is the majority leader in the Senate. Republicans control everything, and they are running roughshod over everything that they want to do. And they're stuffing a lot of policy down our throats that we don't want to have to do and deal with because it hurts working people. It hurts communities. Many of the decisions that they made in the state budget at the time was not to invest in local governments. Shared revenue was being cut time and time again every year. Education was being cut time and time again every year. So it's interesting that I start off at the state in the probably the worst position Democrats can be in, and we just keep at it.
Let me interrupt just for a minute.
Yeah.
Let's put a date, a year on that for our listeners. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
that's 2015. So 2015, I get elected at the state and sworn in my first term under complete Republican control, my second term under complete Republican control, my third term. 2018, we get Governor Tony Evers elected. I had a chance to serve as vice chair of the state Democratic Party. And we work really hard getting back into communities, doing grassroots things that we know that we had to get back to connect with people where they are. And we were able to win that election, very close election. And then you also have the fact of 2019 coming around. Finally, I get to experience what it's like in shared governance. Republicans control the legislature in the Senate and the Assembly, and our numbers are better in the Assembly. Democrats pick up a number of different seats. And then pick up more in 2020. And then in the Senate, it's the same, but we now have these statewide elected officials. You have Governor Evers, you have Josh Call as Attorney General, you have Sarah Garlewski, you have Mandela Barnes as Lieutenant Governor. And we have these places in place.
Here we go, Rep. Now we're coming up again. We got a little break. Now we'll come back.
Okay, no worries.
Back at half of the show, folks, to talk about where we're at now and where we're going. So, folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We'll be back on the other side of a break. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.